Hey guys, it's Brandon Tyson, and wanted to just do a recording for you guys real quick. Again, on Utilities 3, we are super, super close to a release. I actually have the changelog written, and I need to do a couple last-minute changes to the README. And we should be in good shape. As far as the release goes, there's quite a few new features, but I'm definitely going to have to do like a 3.1, because what I would like to do is I want to redo the menu, but it's going to I need to come up with a better system for that, but I wanted to get some other things out to you guys, but the menu system is really a top priority for me, so I'm going to be looking into that. Sam has as you guys know, Sam also helps me with this project quite a bit, and he's offered to help me with redoing the menu a little bit, and so I'm super excited to start working on that. It's just that with everything going on, I haven't really had time to I really haven't coded this thing for a good few weeks at least, and I'd hope to have this out way before now, as far as getting bugs fixed, but I sort of feel like at this point, the versions as far as features go is pretty good, and I've had the general foundation of it there for quite a few months now probably, and basically it was just a matter of getting in there and fixing bugs and stuff like that, and so that was really what had the delay, was that I just, I hadn't had time to get in there and finish it off. And so hopefully I'll be able to release this, because there's not really any more code work that I have to do for making the actual release, if you will. So hopefully, well, I mean, it's Thursday now. Man, it's really late. hopefully, I'll be able to get this released later today. But I haven't slept yet, and I need to get up, kind of early. And I have a class. This college prep thing's been keeping me really busy, but it's been really great. But it's also meant that, because I wanted to do the I really wanted to do the menu optimization for 3.0, and things sort of, things really changed with this. But what my hope is that once I release Utilities 3, I'm going to look at where I'm at with utilities and really, there's some other features that I want to do, but like I said, I really want to get this menu more consistent, which will definitely be a 3.1 type thing. And again, I do really apologize for the delay. It's just with everything, how it worked out with timing, it's just it just kind of got away from me, I guess, and just kind of been a bit overwhelmed, you know, with everything else going on, you know, that I had to focus on some other things, so I had to look at kind of where I was at with this, and so hopefully when I do 3.1, it'll be a little bit more, I'll be a bit more timely with things, and there won't be a lot of, because there was a lot of things that I was, you know, hoping that I'd get in, and then it never happened for 3.0, but, you know, I still think 3.0 is going to be a good release. I'll give you an audio update of when it's actually released, and I apologize in advance for all of this. I just want to make it clear again that this was, I think it's still going to be a great release, but things definitely went in a different direction, but, you know, so that's why for 3.0 what I'm doing is, you know, and you can do this anytime, but, you know, I'm reiterating it again with 3.0 for this reason, is that, you know, anytime that you have feedback on what you guys want to see improved in the program, you're always more than welcome to send me an email, and sometimes, you know, it's hard for me to know where to go with the program, because it's hard because I haven't gotten a lot of feedback, so, but, you know, I'm making it so that, you know, and I mentioned in the changelog too that you can send feedback, you know, if there's anything that you think could be improved. And that's going to be kind of important for Utilities 3, because I made some changes, and I don't know how everyone is going to perceive the change. So what I'm getting at in particular is I totally changed the file selection method for, you know, if you use, like, the read a file thing and the audio player and things like that. I changed that so that it would hopefully be easier for new users, and I'll just probably need some input from the general user base on what you think, and I will definitely try to change that accordingly. And again, I apologize for also not making the menu more consistent in this update, but I'm definitely, that is my top priority for the next version, so I'm actually planning not to do anything else with it until I work that out. So, like, what I'm actually going to be doing is I'm going to actually, like, copy the code over to a different folder, like, so that I can work on the menu, and then if I need to fall back to what we have currently, and, you know, because a lot of this is going to be kind of working on some of that, I'm going to make sure that, you know, should something go wrong, I still have a backup of, you know, what I have now, so that, you know, doesn't impact the whole program. So, again, I apologize for that on the menu, and I'll definitely, like I said, 3.1 will be about making that more consistent and getting some more of those things in there that I wanted for 3.0, and just really, I think I might have tried to push too much at a time. Like, I had, like, I'll just tell you what we have right now, because, you know, you're gonna see it in a couple days anyway. There's text-to-speech, there's a file info viewing utility, there's some power management so you can turn off your computer and other things like that. I fixed a nasty problem with the file reader, or I worked around it, I should say, where text would, like, scroll off the screen, and visually you couldn't really read the file, and screen readers would skip huge sections. Also, I fixed something in the stopwatch so that the time display is a bit better, and um, And I fixed a few prompts. So, like, it looks... It kind of looks like it's not a lot, but, like, when you look at, like, the new file selection thing and the text-to-speech thing, that's really huge because, you know, not only does that, you know, give the possibility for someone using a screen reader to, you know, to not need to use it for most of the program, but, like, it could also be useful for sighted people as well if you just want to, like, if you want to just listen to things, so, like, it can be useful for that, too. So a lot of these, like, new features, they're, like, bigger things that cover the program, like, as a whole. Like, that text-to-speech, you can apply it to the whole entire program, basically. Only area where you really can't is the areas that, of course, open a web browser. But, you know, generally speaking, I think there's generally quite a bit in here if you look at, you know, what it can do as far as advantages for you guys, and I hope you guys enjoy it. I know it's been a lot of fun working on version 3 in the time that I've had, and Sam played a huge part in this release in that he helped me come up with a way to the actual size of the utilities program itself is much smaller than it used to be. Before the optimization that he kind of set up and then I completed, I think the program was 60 kilobytes or something, and I got it down to 49. So I shrunk about, we shrunk about 20 kilobytes off that size. And that work was started because of him, and I went ahead and finished that, and so that'll be good. And again, it's just things like that where, you know, I can implement stuff, and then, you know, he's really good about catching things like that and pointing out better ways to do things, and it's just really cool. So hope you guys enjoy that too. Yeah, and then for back when we did 2.0, he was gave a lot of suggestions. In fact, that was actually why I really fixed the stopwatch, and it was also why I really put in I modified the file selection thing, so those came directly from the, you might remember there was a podcast I did back on Awesome Tech for Utilities 2.0 that him and I did, and those two things actually were influenced by that podcast, so I hope you guys enjoy those, and I'll try to find more things like that to fix. I mean, it's not perfect. You can still manage to crash it somehow. But, you know, I mean, that's why, you know, that's why there's, you know, bug fix things that we have and stuff like that, you know. I mean, even, you know, something like NVDA still has bugs. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this. If you have any questions, feel free to ask. I know I don't usually do audio recordings at, like, 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, so we'll see how this goes. oh, I need sleep. Anyway, hope you guys have enjoyed this recording, and I look forward to releasing Utilities 3 to you guys. If you follow me on Twitter, you'll see that announcement there too, and I will post back when I actually do release this update. So thank you very much for listening. Have a great day.